Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC People's Main Event, the bantamweight clash between former champion, former featherweight champion, Jose Aldo and Merab Dvalishvili. Okay, very exciting and very high-paced fight is what I expect from this one. Quick tale of the tape. So as far as their records go, 31 wins and 7 losses for Aldo, 14 wins and 4 losses for Merab. Of course, there's a massive amount of experience on the side of Jose Aldo, not only in terms of number of total fights, but also in terms of the level of those fights and the amount of times he's been in there over 5 rounds against, you know, top quality challengers. It's quite amazing. Like, it's almost like this is the second career of Jose Aldo. It's like he's having a second run at being a champion in a different weight class. You can almost forget how dominant he was as a featherweight. And never thought Aldo would go down a weight class. I always expect him to move up. Very, very strong, powerful, well-conditioned individual. Supremely well-rounded, great Muay Thai, both offensively and defensively. Really, really strong takedown defense, as we've seen, particularly through the Chad Mendes fights and the Frankie Edgar fights. Jose over 5 rounds, the only thing that we have to point out about Jose is over 5 rounds, he tends to fight 4 rounds and take a round off. There always tends to be a round where, you know, he pulls back a little bit because he maybe doesn't feel like he has the energy to push hard if he continues at the pace that he's at. Or, you know, maybe it's just a strategic thing. He doesn't want to, you know, he wants to give himself a break, so he's at his best during the championship rounds. You know, it was usually one of the middle rounds. He'd usually start pretty strong, read in the first, but get a good a few bites into them. Second round, he'd start to put it on him, and then he'd kind of pull back a little bit third, or sometimes fourth, depending on the opponent that he was fighting. Like with Mark Hominick, beat him up for 4 rounds, caused a horrendous swelling on his forehead, and then kind of just coasted in the 5th round, didn't really do anything. Over 3 rounds, Jose Aldo's a different story, though. He's able to keep his foot on the gas. He's able to fight at a far more electric pace, which is going to be important because he's got Merab on the other side of the octagon. Now, of course, Merab, he's a little bit shorter by an inch if we go back to the tail of the tape, and he's got a 2-inch reach disadvantage. But because of the range that he prefers to fight at, he's going to be right on Aldo's doorstep the whole time. He's going to make Aldo feel like he has to move constantly to get space from him. And these are the moments where Aldo, although his counter-striking is incredible, his counter-knees as well, even going back to WEC days, you know, Cub Swanson, I can replay that finish in my head. The pressure sometimes can get to Aldo. Like, people can wear him down and they can push him. And like I said, I always thought Aldo was going to go up to 55. Him coming down to 35, I've always got that question of how much can he be pushed before he starts to fatigue. You know, there's an age difference between these two guys, the experience as well, you know, wins and losses, they take a toll on your body. So there's going to be, you know, physical things that Aldo might be dealing with that a younger fighter that's got, you know, less experience and less fights is dealing with. As far as experience goes, and I just want to kind of illustrate this for you, because I was looking at the records today and, you know, sometimes you get these really crazy kind of overlap fights where you feel like two generations are like, you know, they're overlapping a little bit. Like when Anderson Silva was champ and then Chris Weidman arrived, and Anderson was already the UFC champion when Chris Weidman made his professional MMA debut. And in the short period of time that Anderson was sitting on top of the UFC, Chris Weidman made it all the way up to his doorstep. It feels a little bit like that here, although this is not Aldo being the champion and Merab working his way up. This is Aldo having been the champion, taking a little bit of a downswing and then come back up again in a different weight class. So when Merab made his professional MMA debut, it was January of 2014, around the same time that Aldo was fighting Ricardo Lamas, defending his belt at UFC 169. You know, and this was a defense. I mean, how many is that? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 UFC title defenses, and then 3, 4. I mean, and 3 WEC defenses. I mean, he'd been on top of the sport, on top of the featherweight division for a long time. He was already cranking out 5 rounders against the likes of Mark Hominick and Kenny Florian and Frankie Edgar, Frankie Edgar twice. And this brings me back around to Aldo. What I expect from Aldo, if he's the best version of himself, if he's had a great weight cut and a great camp and his body's healthy and he comes in ready to push hard for three rounds against Merab, his takedown offense is so difficult to get around. And, you know, there have been a couple of fights recently which have, you know, knocked that takedown percentage down a little bit. I mean, currently it's standing at 90% takedown defense. But then if you think back to the moments where he's been really challenged with wrestling, the likes of Chad Mendes, the likes of Frankie Edgar, that's when you see how outstanding his takedown defense is. You know, if I remember right, and I'm going to try and remember this stat off the top of my head, in both the Frankie Edgar fights, Frankie attempted 11 takedowns. In the first one, he landed 2. In the second one, he didn't land any. So out of 22 takedown attempts, he scored 2. And, you know, Frankie usually takes people down and smothers them. And there's something very, very familiar about Merab's style if you watch him and Frankie compete. The way that he stacks his opponent, he like tripods up over them when he's in their guard to ground and pound. So they have to use their guard, or their grip around his waist to hold him off, which then keeps their shoulders pinned to the floor and makes the ground and pound a bit easier. Putting Jose in that position is incredibly difficult and most people can't do it. But the persistence of Merab is what's going to kind of break that down. Now, the danger, of course, is that if you constantly chase him for the takedown, you know, it's going to get predictable. And anytime Aldo gets space, he's going to look for counter shots to try and catch Merab on the way in. You know, knees up the center line, uppercuts and the like. He's also going to be far more difficult to take down if it's a single-minded game plan where Merab is constantly chasing the takedown. The times when Aldo has struggled a little bit is when he's got someone in front of him that moves really well and doesn't hold still. You know, you remember the Volkanovski fight, he's constantly in and out of range, he's doing this little bob and this little movement with his hands, and every time Aldo looks like he's about ready to go, Volkanovski's there and he has to turn and face him, and then he's there and then he's a few feet away and then he's too close, and that constant work for Aldo to try and manage the range could be something else that Merab could really use well. I think Merab's got a striking disadvantage technically. I think he's probably going to be outpowered when it comes to striking. But outstrength maybe would only be up to a point when Aldo starts to kind of give a little bit. So investing that work and happily failing a few takedowns for Merab might be a smart game plan, because then, you know, you might not be able to take Aldo down in the first round. He might go all the way through the second round and not be able to take him down. But in that third round, if you can take him down there, you know, then you might be able to have your big impact. And when it comes to fighting someone like Aldo, you're always looking for those small windows of opportunity, like we just saw with Chito Vera against Dom Cruz. You know, for the majority of the fight, Dom Cruz was like a fly, just, and he's like whacking at him and missing, and oh, his thing's getting frustrated. The house has been filled with them this summer. You know how it is. And then all of a sudden, he's that opportunity where he sees him going the wrong way, and he throws the kick on the end, and he catches him. If Merab is going to win this fight, it's going to be the moment where all of a sudden the fight swings in his favor, because I feel like Aldo's got the experience and the technical ability to just kind of manage this fight. Bang, bang. He's got a wicked jab. You've probably gathered by now, Aldo is one of my favorite fighters of all time. I always learn something when I watch Aldo's fights. There's always something I'm like, oh, okay, I understand why he's using that now. And the experience that he's gathered against Chad Mendes, against Frankie Edgar, you know, against you know, the likes of Peter Yan when he lost, the moments where this fight could be won and lost in the decision making, Merab will just foot on the gas and keep going in the same direction that he's going. Aldo might have the awareness and the experience to just duke off to the side and get himself out of bad situations. Over three rounds, it's much, much easier to do that than it is over five. And I think that Merab, you know, we can't question Merab's conditioning. I think he would be able to push Aldo over five rounds. He's not got a five-round fight on his record. But Aldo, we know he can do five rounds, which means he can push hard for four rounds, and he doesn't need to win this fight. He only needs to work hard for three, but he will have to work hard for three rounds. He's coming off a five-round fight over Rob Font. He's got that win over Pedro Munhoz against Marlon Vera. You know, Aldo is in a really good place, a strong place. I think he's ranked number 3 in the division. Merab shortly behind him at number 6. So, you know, again, this is a really good opportunity for Merab. The likes of opportunities that don't come around very often when you get an opportunity, and that's what this is, an opportunity to fight Jose Aldo. I hope he makes the most of it, and I hope Aldo shows up being the dominant former champion that he is, and the skilled MMA fighter that he is, because I think this is going to be a really, really fun one. That's why I wanted to do a war room on it. Just before we bounce, I want to quick go through the striking stats, because this kind of illustrates what I'm talking about. So 3.61 strikes landed per minute for Jose Aldo, 4.26 for Merab. Slightly higher striking accuracy for Jose, but obviously if Merab is, if Merab is throwing, a third more strikes, then he's probably going to land a few more as well. Aldo does take a few more strikes per minute, according to these stats, but then you have to keep in mind that this takes into account the fights that Jose's had with Peter Yan and Volkanovski and Holloway times two. You know, the fights where he's taken quite a few punches in positions where he might not be against Merab. Something to bear in mind. I wish this was broken down a bit more into like the position of the strikes that they were taking and that kind of thing, but we work with what we got. Okay. Takedown average per 15 minutes, and I should have checked the records because this has got to be up there somewhere. 7.3 takedowns per 15 minutes. That is a constant work rate from Merab, and he's scoring 45% of them. And like I said, if he shoots 7 takedowns over the 15 minutes and he scores half of them, that's a lot of work that Aldo's got to do. That's a lot of work, both defending takedowns and if he's potentially taken down, either holding him off on the floor or trying to get back to his feet. If I was Merab, that's what I would be trying to do to Jose Aldo. On the other side, you've got Aldo with that 90% takedown defense, which is just outstanding. And again, that was a much stronger stat earlier on in his career. A couple of fights have definitely affected that stat, in his last handful of fights. But I think he's going to be incredibly difficult for Merab to take down. And I think this is going to be more of a striking match than Merab will be comfortable with, which means he's going to have to take more chances than I think he's wise against Aldo. I could never ever pick against Aldo, but there is a point when Father Time does catch up with you. And Merab Dvalishvili is the kind of person that chimes that bell when it's time because of the pace he puts on you. Looking forward to this one. I hope you are too. Let's celebrate Aldo for a few more fights before he calls it a day, because we are very lucky to have him still fighting, especially with the amount of work he's already putting up to this point. But Merab, what a battery pack. All right, catch you next time.